This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Is the Gemara what is Tilda the Bur? Ilema av yud v'tilda tes. So the Gemara starts off with a suggestion that yud tfochim is the av, and tes tfochim is the tilda. Ask the Gemara, lo tes ksivi v'lo yud ksivi. Neither 9 is written, nor is 10 written. Neither of them are mentioned in the Torah. It just says Bur. So either everything is an av, or nothing is an av. But why should it? Why should there be a distinction between 10 and 9 if the figure is not mentioned? The notion of the Gemara is difficult. What does it bother us if tes ksivi or not? Of course, tes is not ksivi. We want to suggest that the tes is the tilde. So even according to the Havamina, there's no Havamina that tes is written. So the Gemara should just say, Ilema av yud v'tilde tes, yud loiksivi, loiksiv. That's what it should say. That's all that we're concerned of, is whether yud is there or not. If yud is written, then taka yud would be the av and tes would be the tilde. The loshon is strange. Answers the Gemara, halo kashya. That's no kashya. V'hames yiyeh loy omar rachmona. The Torah says, v'hames yiyeh loy. So we see that we're talking about a bur in which an ox died. V'kimlu l'rabonin, and the rabonin have established yud avdim misa tes, d'zikin avdim misa loy avdi. And the Rabbonin have worked out that Yud causes Miso and Tes causes Nezikin, but it doesn't cause Miso. Therefore, from V'hameis Yiyeh Eloi, we see that when it says V'nof HaShem HaShoir, that it's talking about a shoir falling into a bur of Yud and not of Tes. So Yud is Ksivi. And if Yud is, and since Yud is Ksivi, Tes is the tilde. Ask the Gemara, Soif Zeh Avla Miso V'Zeh Avla Nezikin. No, so but still, that's all very well that Yud is an av for Miso, but Nezikin is a different kind of av, really. We've got two of us here. Bor has to be split into two, a bor that kills and a bor that damages. They're two boris, and both of them are of us. Why are they both of us? After all, Tes is not written. Yud, we've just worked out, is written. Taki, we've just worked out. How is Yud written? Bahamesi Yelo implies that we're talking about a bor capable of killing. What is a bor that is capable of killing? It's a bor of Yud. A bor of Tes is not capable of killing.
No, V'hameisi
Yeloi tells me. V'hameisi Yeloi, we've got a pasuk that tells me Yud.
But you don't see Yud.
We don't see that it's Yud, but we know that it's a deathly bur. We know that the bur in the Torah is a deathly bur.
That's a deduction which the Rabbonim have made.
No.
It's not Mefurish in the pasuk.
V'hameisi Yeloi is Mefurish. That it's Yud is not Mefurish.
That's what I'm saying. But the so
good, the okay.
The same way that they were able to say that, although it's not written, we are satisfied that Yud is can cause death. So the same strength must be attached if they come out and extricate that Tes is to injure.
No, they're two different issues. The one is, at what is the boundary line between a death bur and an ordinary bur? And the second issue is, which of the two is the Torah talking about? Say Nachinami, which is a death bur and which is a Nezikin bur? That's the kach of the Rabbanon to estimate that Tes and Yud are equal. But now that we know that there's a bur Yud and there's a bur Tes, which of those is the Torah talking about? When it says V'nof HaShem HaShoir, what is it talking about? A shoir falls into what? What would you say? Into any bur, or Dafke Tes, or Dafke Yud? But you can't. But the pasuk of Ames Yeloi is megale that the pasuk of Enof Hashem Ashur is talking about a deathly bow. No, that's what we use from Ames Yeloi. You see from Ames Yeloi that bow into which that shur fell was a gezunta bow. So Yud is ksivi. Tes is not ksivi. That's Rashi's kasha. Okay, let's now learn the Rashi. Av asore boir omuk yud fochim haynu av. Why the bekach darkei lahamis? Because yud, it's darkei lahamis. What does Rashi say? Boir omuk yud fochim is a would be the av, because that's when it says. Does the Gemara really know that Amesi Eloi, according to Rashi? Why does Rashi come into this? The Bekach Darkei Lahamis. So what's the Mechadish then in the answer? From Rashi, you're right. It's Mashma that he knows already. Since it says Amesi Eloi, what kind of bor causes death? One of Yud causes death. So then we know Amesi Eloi, so what does the Gemara answer afterwards? And that's also against the Rashi on Daf Nun, which Tosfos brings. That Stam Boir is Yud. Let Rashi say here, Av Asore, the Stam Boir, Omuk Yud Fochim. Finished. What a peculiar Rashi this is. Must be a big Kiddush in this Rashi. Because Rashi says something so difficult when he could say something so poshut. Others can't say something so poshut, they don't have the option. But Rashi, you hold that the Stam Boir is Asore. What does he have to get involved in the Bekach Darkei Lahamis? Let him say, Av Asor, he's going on the Havamina. Ilema Av Asor of the Toldotes. Why is Av Asor Boir Omuk Yud Tfochim Hainu Av? Why the Bekach Darkei Lahamis? What does that mean? That's why it's an av. Why? So we must say that according to Rashi, and the Havamina, we know about v'hamesi yelo. In fact, I think that's refurish in a Mishnah somewhere further on.
Yeah.
That we learn in a Mishnah v'hamesi yelo. Does it bring v'hamesi yelo in the Mishnah in
Dafnun? No, it doesn't.
What does it bring there?
It just says bor.
It doesn't talk about yud or anything.
No, but yeah, it does.
In the Mishnah.
Yeah, in the Mishnah.
What does it say? That's what Rashi goes on there, Taka.
That it,
yeah, that's the one that Rashi goes on, Taka.
Yeah.
Stamber, I saw it for him, says Rashid. Stamber, I saw it for him. So, what is Darkei Lahamis? So we have to say that Rashi knows. Maybe we can say something else. What's the tzad hashove of all the yovis? Darkon lahazik u'shmiroson olecha. That so one of the qualifications has got to be darkon lahazik. Now, what kind of nezik are we talking about here? We're talking about killing. So it's got to be Darkei Lahamis. Otherwise, it's not an av. If it just peculiarly happened that somebody died there, that's not that wouldn't be an av of the nezik. It's got to be Darkei Lahamis. Most ovis, all the other ovis, only have to be Darkei Lahazik. And then you're chayev. But Boer is peculiar because Boer has two separate dinim, nezik and miso. And to the extent where the Gemara now is virtually differentiating and making them two ovis. A boil and misa and a boil and ezekin are almost two different ovis. So the boil and misa has to be Darkei Lahamis. Otherwise there's no havamina that it's on its own. So when the Gemara says here, Ilema av yud, what does it mean an av yud? Why yud dafke? Darkei Lahazik, is a three tfochim boil not Darkei Lahazik? A four tfochim boil, a nine tfochim boil is not Darkei Lahazik. Why yud? Says Rashi, because we're talking here, what we want to say is the Av is Miso. The boy which is Meimis is the Av, which is Darkei Lahamis. And Stam Nezik, that's a tilde that we're going to learn out of it, but that's not the Av. Why?
The Mishnah
Dankel Hadig is not sufficient.
Yeah,
well, it would be sufficient to be mechayiv im nezek als nezikim.
But that's like the secondary stage, as we speak, the word of the Torah.
Is not. So you would have to say that the nezek of Boer is miso.
But then how would you come to a separate act from the zikin? It's almost clear that you've already used the duck there in the miso, so to speak. That's the zikin of a Boer.
That will be learned as a Tolda, the Gemara wants to say now. As a Tolda, that will be learned from it. The Boer of the Torah means miso, and the nezek that the Boer causes is miso, and darkel hazik by a Boer means, says Rashi, darkel hamis. Yeah, okay. That's the next Rashi. But let's just try and understand this Rashi more clearly. So, Av Asora Boir Omuk Yud Tfochim. Why is that the Av in the Havamina, not because of Venofal Shavames Yiloi and all that kind of thing? What we want to say is the Av is Miso, not that the Av is Asora. We're not talking about differences in measurements. We're talking about differences in types of Nezek. And Av is the Av Nezek of Boer is when the Boer kills. Mamele, it has to be a Boer of Yud, otherwise it's not Darko Lahamis. It's true a smaller Boer can be Mamis, but it's not Darko Lahamis. Ten Amis is Darko Lahamis. Ten Tfochim is Darko Lahamis. And therefore we want to suggest, Rashi learned that the Av is Miso. A Boer for Miso is the Av. It's not that Stam Boer is Asoro. Stam Boer is Asoro. That's not the reason that this is an Av. You follow what Rashi is saying? That's not the reason that this is the Av. The fact that it's Asoro and that the Torah says use a Stam Boer, that's not the reason. Rashi here says the reason that this is an Av is because it's Miso. It's Miso.
But you see from Vahamesi Yeloi
that the Av Nezek of Boer is Miso. The whole of Boer is a Chiddush. Sure, but everyone is. But each of the others is a departure. In a different way. Each one is unique in some way. So this is the uniqueness of this type of Boer that we're talking about Miso, Rashi wants to learn. This might help us in answering Rashi and Tosfos. That's why I'm making such a fuss, especially because the Rashi is a very difficult Rashi. That's why it's Yud Tfochim, not because the Torah says Boer and Stam Boer is Yud Tfochim. No. Says Rashi, a Boer can be less than Yud Tfochim as well. Could be. That's not why it's an Av, just because it's Yud. So what's magical about Yud? What's magical about Yud is that makes a Darkel Lahamis. If it's less than Yud, it's not Darkel Lahamis. And what is the Av Nezek here? Death in the Boer. That's the Av Nezek. If it's not death in the Boer, then it is a Tolda. What that means, that Rashi is saying, Boer Chidush, what happens if an animal doesn't die in a Boer Asor, only gets wounded in a Boer Asor? According to this Havamina, what will be then? Could be a Tolda, even though it's a Boer Asoro. Whereas the first way we learned is, if it's a Boer Asoro, that's an Av, no matter what happens in the Boer. Rashi here seems to be saying, no. The essence is the Miso. And the reason a Boer Asoro is an Av is because Darko Lahamis.
Maybe it's not a Tolda, maybe it's some other thing. Some other derivative. Because the Tolda wouldn't be like the Av now.
So it could be a Tolda's Lav Kiyotzibu. At worst. At worst, could be a combination of all this, yeah. Understand you want to
wrong? What about the fact that we say that the Chumrah in Boer is Tchilas HaSios on the Nezek? So are we going to change that now to say that?
No, we're saying the Nezek, we're defining the Nezek of Boer as Miso. Otherwise, if it's less than that, it's not called Nezek. That's how we're defining it now. Then, says the Gemara, answer the Gemara. We learn it from Vahamesi Yeloi. What do we learn from Vahamesi Yeloi? Taka, that it's Ksiv. It's not just that Miso. I said, what's the other meaning? What difficult, isn't it? According to Rashi, you've got to say that the Gemara knew Vahamesi Yeloi. So what's the Gemara answering? Halo Kashi Vahamesi Yeloi. What's that answer? The way we've just learned the Gemara according to Rashi, and we have to learn it that way. The Gemara understands Vahamesi Yeloi. What's the Gemara? What's the chiddush here? Why don't you learn? Reuven, how do you learn this here? Okay, you need a computer mind for this kind of Gemara. What does the Gemara mean in the Havamin? Ilei ma'av yud. Why, says Rashi? Because it's clear that it's talking about Misa. How come? Why is it clear that it's talking about Misa? The only reason is because of Amesi Yeloi. And Asora is Bekachdaka Lahamis. Answer the Gemara, Eloi Kashya. Vamesi Yeloi Omer Rachmana. Kimlu Lerabonan Yud Avdan Misa. Test Nazikin Avdi Misa Loy Avdi. That's all understood in the Havamina. In the Havamin it wasn't written Mefurish. So where was it? So how did we know?
We got a deal from the Pasuk.
Which Pasuk? Vamesi Yeloi.
Yeah. It says, no, that doesn't matter. In fact, the matter is that Pasuk is, so to speak, once you got the Pasuk, the deal is enough. But the Havamin was, it's not enough. We got a deal from the Pasuk, it's not written.
I think we could say better than that. We could say the Havamina is that Yud isn't Ksivi. And therefore, why is it an Av? It's true that Misa is Ksivi, but Yud isn't Ksivi. Answers the Gemara, since Vahames Yeloi is Ksiv, that then it must be death. Once the Rabbonin have established that Yud Avden Misa, then it's as if it's Ksivi. Then we're coming out, that could be the difference in the Havamina and the Maskona. And the Gemara could be coming out and say, in the Havamina we wanted to say that Misa was a thing, and Misa is Ksiv. But Yud is not Ksiv. So then we have to say, even in the Havamina, that's what the Gemara is saying. But Yud is not Ksiv. Answers the Gemara, and Achirame, Yud is not Ksiv, but Vahames Yilu is Ksiv. Still not happy with that first Rashi. Right. Avdi, Misa Loy Avdi. Therefore, Tess is a Tolda. Sure. Still, that's where we're holding at this point. That's the first on the Gemara says that. That's the next kasha. Soiv Zayav the Misav Zayav the Nezikin. That's the next kasha. But at this point, we're holding that it's a Tolda Taka.
Now that you've said it, now
we've
got another
kasha. Now that you've come out this way, we've got another kasha. The kasha is the one that Nakumis and the other ones are
covered,
and
are
covered
before
Yeah, so what is the Gemara holding at that intermediate stage before
Sof?
What is the Gemara holding?
Well, as it answered, your kasha, then it already knew that there were two others. Reading
the part of that. No, but then it doesn't go right. We're starting with, we're saying, what is the tilde of bo? Let us say a tilde is tes. Aye, tes is not written. It is written. So tilde is, so tes is the tilde. That's where we're holding now. Then the Gemara asks, no, if that's how you want to say that Yud is written, then Tess is written just as well. If you call that writing, then Tess is also written. That's the kasha of Sof Sof. But just before the stage of Sof Sof, the Gemara is trying to say that Yud is written, Tess is not written. Ask the Gemara of Zeh Avle Nezikin, let's learn the Rashi. The Imnof al Shoy Bevo Tisho Meis Potur Bala Boir. What is the Avle Nezikin? That if a Shoy fell in a Boir of less than 10 and died there, the Bala Boir is Potur. Veim Huzak Chayev. But if that Shoy was damaged, then he will be Chayev. Ve Avhu. And that is called an Av. Why? The whole midiyuk of the kronafke, because it's learned from a diyuk. Midichtiv, v'hames yiyeloi, the mashme boir asoro, the bar miktilu. So here again, Rashi says, what does Vamezi here teach us? That a bar asora which is a bar mikdel who chayev b'misas hashoir, ha'botzer me'ochi, but if it's less than the yud b'misa loy chayev, then by the misas hashoir is not chayev. Ha'benazikin mis chayev, but by nazikin is chayev. So by going down one step, we come out that in a bar of less than yud there is a chiyuv only for nazikin, but not for misa. But for nazikin we see there's a chiyuv. So now we come up with two offers. There's a boir of yud for which the nezikin is misa, and there's a boir for tes for which the nezikin is nezikin. Two types of boirs. There are two kinds of boirs.
A boir for.
Yeah, that's how the maskoma comes out of there. Yeah. Yeah, so we hold that we see from here that Rashi holds that a diuk is called behedya. That a diuk is behedya enough. The Lishna Achrida holds not. That's the machlokes we learned. That was the machlokes between the first loshon and the second loshon. Lishna Achrida. Maybe we should just close these windows. We'll be a bit quieter. Vishnach Rina, Soif Soif Zeav Lemisa, Vazeav Lenezikin, the Chihechi, the Menafik Lon Mikro, Boyer Asor Lemisa, exactly as we learn out from the Posuk, Boyer Asor Lemisa, Nafkilon Boyer Test Lenezikin. Dichtiv, why? Because it says, Venofal Shomo Shoiru Chamur. Mashme Bein Meso Bein Huzak. It doesn't say what happens to him. It doesn't say Umeis, Venofal Shomo Shoiru Chamur. At that point of the Nefilo, there's already a Chiyuv Nezikin. Baal Abo Yeshali. But the Chachomim were misakin that there's no misa in a bur tisho, because the Chachomim evaluate that that's not the bur which caused the misa, but that's not what the Torah is talking about. The Torah is talking about the fact that there's such a thing as a bur, and any damage caused by the bur, you're chayev for. Whether that damage is misa or the damage is nezikin, provided it was caused by the bur, one is chayev. That's how Rashi wants to learn it. Ein boi kedei la mitzvah, but who's a chayev the ber tisho b'nezikin? So two ways. The Lishna Achrina works it not with a diuk. Stam, it says v'nofal sham asher, that means an ox falls into a pit, ba'al ha-ber yishalim if the ox is damaged, provided the damage is taka caused by the pit. And the reason that you put it from misa in a pit of less than tes is because the damage wasn't caused by the pit. That's how the Lishna Achrina learns. Sure. That's the Kula Alma, I think. Oh, the way we wanted to say is not so, we wanted to say that's a tilde. We wanted to say that's not the Av. Av Asura. This first Rashi is still bothering me a lot. Bird almost Yud for him. I know how. Potter or Tolda? Not as the Av of Asura. But on the good for him, I know Av. Why is that the Av? The Bekach Darkul Hamis. It's a requirement of the Av. The Torah says that he dies, but not Pashal Hamid. So it's going to be a bird which is Darkul Hamis. Good, so that's the maskona already. That's what the Gemara answers. So what does the Gemara mean when it comes along and says, "Hala kashiv ames yilei omar achmana"? The kimlu l'rabon and yud avdi misa test nezikin avdi misa loy avdi. What is the kashiv? So what's the chumrah of bor?
Darkul
Hamis, maybe that she wants to learn. Yeah, I was thinking of trying to do it that way, to say that what Rashi holds here is that a bur, the uniqueness of a bur, asor is da'akil ha'amis. That's its kach ha'machayev. Just a moment, hold on a second. I want to leave that. Let's leave the Rashi a little while until after until we try and answer the Tosfos. Let's just notice the difficulty in the Rashi and move on to the Tosfos. Now I'm assuming that you've been through the Tosfos. Anybody has any difficulty with the Tosfos? Michael, you have difficulty with the Tosfos. You haven't been through it at all. It's a Torah problem. Everybody else is okay, comfortable with the Tosfos? Lo yud ksiv lo tes ksiv tema de the perek haporet nan maber yesh be kedei lahamis asoro pirish be kuntris distam ber yesh be asore. Rashi holds on daf nun that the word ber means a hole in the ground of at least 10 tfochim. That's what the word ber means. Im kein yud ksiv asks Tosfos, if that's the case, then taka it's a state ber, ber asore. When it says Ki yichre ishbor, ki yiftach ishbor, ki yichre ishbor, bor means 10. So what's the Gemara mean? Lo yud ksivi?
Gemara itself says that the Rabbanan worked out that.
That's his text kasha. That's Tosfos's next kasha. That's not Behedya you want to answer for Rashi. That's not Enachinami. But it's not written Behedya, and that might be why Rashi words it the way he does. That Avasora, the Havamina is not that Yud, because if it was that Asora was the essence of it, then it's still not Behedya. It says Rashi misses the essence of it. Boyer Omuk Yud Tfochi, why? Why is it the Av? It's not written Behedya. What's the Havamina that it's the Av? The Bekarta Kulahamis. Now, why is that more behedya than Stambur Yesh Be'asoro? Since it says Va'amesh Yeloi, it's a little bit more behedya, but that's already the answer. So our main difficulty on Rashi is the Havamina. But that would be a nice way of learning Rashi, that to rely on Stambur Yesh Be'asoro, that's not behedya. Va'amesh Yeloi, that you need a bow that is darkul lahamis, that's written in the Nezekiah. So if Stambo, you're asking that if Stambo is Asora, then it says Venofa Shoma Shoira Chamor, then it's written Behedya, the Nezek of
itself.
It's also right. It's also right.
That's only so long as you don't have two Philippine involved. If once you have two Philippine involved, you need that sign. Otherwise, not the media anymore.
What are the two details?
But Rashi holds a test is not a bur.
Rashi holds bur, it means you.
Yes.
The definition of bur means.
means Yud, so the test is not a bone. According to Rashi, according to this Rashi, on the Rashi further on, how will that be learnt? Ah, you see, it's not a stumble. That's difficult on Rashi. We're going to have to learn that. We're going to have to learn that through too. But that's certainly the base of this.
Yeah. It could be a shallow bore as well.
Yeah. True. If stamber asura means that you would have to qualify it if it wasn't asura. Mm. You'd have to call it a bur cotton or something. You would have to qualify. But in the absence of a qualification, bur means yud. Therefore, v'nofa shama shur chamur means yud. So in a sense that there is no more behedya than that. That's the most behedya it can possibly be. That's what Tosfos is asking, which is a strong kasha. There's no question. V'oid koshe, dehocha dorish mevamesi yeloi. According to Rashi, why do you need vamesi yeloi? If stamber is yud, what do you need vamesi yeloi? So Rashi's really answered that. It's not yud that you need to know. That's not the av. The av is misa. When an ox is killed by a bur, that is misa. That is bur. That is the nezek of bur. It doesn't help telling me that stam bur is asor. The chiddush is that asora kills, and that I learned from Vamesi Yeloi. That second kasha we've answered in Rashi.
That
you need Vamesi Yeloi. Yeah, which reinforces our kasha on Rashi of the difference between the Havamina and the Maskona. That we don't know yet. That's
from the point of view of kasha on Rashi, the fact of the matter is that once Rashi said that a bird is the Mahalach of the Gemara seems to imply that you need
Vamesi Yeloi not to teach you that it's a bird asorah. You need Vamesi Yeloi to teach you that the Av is Misa.
Now, from the Mahalach of the Gemara, it says Loi Kasha.
Right.
This is not written. Now, Loi Kasha is Vamesi Yeloi. Now, it's written. That's how it's written. The Mahalach of the Gemara seems to imply, and first saying, according to the Mahalach of the Gemara, Rashi becomes the real on both counts. Because first of all, he says it's not written, and yet some bird is a Sorah.
Right.
And secondly, the Gemara itself says that it isn't written, because it's Loi Kasha. In other words, you're right, it isn't written, but you learn it from here, which is again shown on other. It's so to speak reinforcing the first Kasha.
No, I think this is asking more here. And furthermore, why doesn't the Gemara answer that? Why does the Gemara Taka answer? It's written with because Stamber is Asura. From the fact that the Gemara, that's really what you're saying, isn't it? From the fact that you need Vamesi Yeloi, you see that Stamber is not Asura. That's if you're going along emphasizing the Asura. But we're learning that Rashi is not emphasizing the Asura. Yes. This is the Shudosha. If you're going to learn that Asura is the whole crux of it, then the two kashas are difficult. Number one, it's ksivi because tambur is asora. Number two, what do you need vamesa should be yeloi for? So we're answering, we don't care that tambur is asora. That's not our problem. Our question is, where is it written in the Torah that stam, the nezek of bur, the av nezek of bur, means miso? That's what's important. And thirdly, the besom of porich, soif ze av le miso ve ze av le nezikin. The Gemara finally asks, this is an av lemisa v'zav l'nezikin, ufirish hakuntras, and Rashi in the second parish explains, the nofal shomer shoyer mashma ben meis ben huzak. Falls there, whatever happens to him. Im kein ki darshinan shoyer v'loy odom. When we learn shoyer v'loy odom, haveli lemayit nami odom in nezikin. Then odom should be excluded from nezikin too. Because where's the miut from? V'nofal shomer shoyer. So, and what does that go on?
Misa.
On both? No. According to Rashi, it goes on both. Misa and Ezekiel. Nofal Shama Shoy, according to Rashi in the second Loshon. So that means Shoy Veloy Odom. That means even if a man falls into a bur and is damaged, you don't have to pay. And that's not so. You do have to pay. The Netziv answers that kasha of Tosfos very beautifully on Rashi. When Netziv says, when it says Shoir v'loy Odom, what does that mean? That there's a miut for an Odom. So on the one extreme we've got Shoir. An ox falls into the pit and he's killed. It's one kind of case. So you're chayav to pay. Odom falls into the pit and he's killed, you're not chayav to pay. Odom falls into the pit and tears his suit. What is that? More comparable to the case of Shoir or to the case of Odom? That's not Odom, it's his suit. That's like a Shoir. Now, Odom falls in and breaks his arm. What then? Okay, Kelim, leaving aside Kelim. Let's take Odom. Odom breaks his arm. Odom breaks his arm. Is that more Odom or is that more Shoir? Says the Netziv, let's look at it inside. We've got a Netziv, haven't we? Haven't we got a Netziv in the Beis Medrash? I thought there was a Medrash. It depends how you're looking at it. If you're just looking at the object, then this is an Odom, and it's and Shovelay Odom. So the simple, superficial way of looking at it is this is the mute. But if you look at it with Havona, then you say, what does it mean, Shoir v'loy Odom? That if the nature of the damage is momentous, then you're chayev. If the nature of the damage is capital not in a monetary sense, but capital in a life sense, then you're not chayev. And therefore, when you have to pay money, because you... What is the oynish for misav? You kill a person, there's no oynish momenis. Therefore, it has nothing to do with shur. But if you break his arm, you pay him money. That's a monetary loss. Breaking an arm is a monetary loss. For Horaya, all the compensations are monetary. You don't have to go to Golas for it, and you don't get skiller for it, and you don't... Nothing, you pay money. So you see that breaking a person's arm is considered... the loss of the use of an arm is a monetary... Even tsar is considered a monetary loss. And how do we estimate tsar? How much would a person be willing to be paid to suffer that tsar? So you see, the tsar is also something you're a bailim over. You can, exhibits, we did a bit of work on that, you might remember. You can choose to have tsar. And people do it all the time. You can choose to have tsar. You can sell your tsar. And therefore, that's more like shor system. That's not included at all in the miut of Odom v'lo shor. If it's a bit in between, it's probably not Mormon. That's not Mormon. That's what you're going to pay when the Odom dies. That's what your Kofer is in place of Kaporos, as a Kaporos for the Neshama. That's a different thing, Taka, yeah. It's not compensation. And you have a Horaya, you don't evaluate it by how much would somebody willing to be killed, to take to be killed in a Bor. The Torah says, for this kind of person, so much, that's what he's monetarily worth in a sense, but it's not compensation for what he suffered. That's how the Netziv answers it.
Didn't you say before that the reason that the man was potter from Bor is because of the muzzle, the fact that he had saved the
key? No. Where did we say such a thing? About Bor? Because of muzzle? Where did we say such a thing?
When you said that. No, we didn't say in the Gemara, but when you came here, we pointed back to that point and we said that it's because of
no, I never said such a thing. Maybe you did. I don't know, but in the Shiv we didn't say that, did we? In the Chavrusas maybe. If you look on that Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, there's a Tosfos which Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings further on, we'll see it, but it might support the Netziv a little bit. Isho Mishum Mamoinoi, says Tosfos. Eish is considered the Chiyuv of Eish's moment. It's Mishum because it's your moment. says Tosfos Kluma Chiyuv Mamuno Yeshboi Veloi Sheyehei HaEish Shaloi. That doesn't mean that the fire belongs to you. What does that mean? That if you take the match from somebody else that you put to, you can go to your friend's house and set it alight and use somebody else's fire, and you look at time, it's not my moment that did the damage. That's nonsense, it's tosheless. So what does it mean, Eish Mishum Mamoino? That means Chiyuv Mamoino. What does that mean, Chiyuv Mamoino? What's Tosfos saying? The pshat in Eish Mishum Mamoino is not that the fire is yours, but that the consequence of the Chiyuv is that you have to pay Mamonis. It creates a Mamonis Chiyuv. That's what Mamoino means, says Tosfos. You follow? That's why I want to try and bring that as a bit of a smach for the Netziv. That when you have to, there's one type of thing is when you have to pay mominus. That's one, and that's what the Torah means when it says, that's what Chazal mean when they learn in the Torah, when you're paying with mominus to compensate for mominus, that's one kind of nezikin. But when you're not paying with mominus to compensate, it's not else momin that you're paying, that's not nezikin. And when a man is killed in a bow, that's a different thing altogether. Yeah. Oh, that's just because there's some nails down there. The Kima, the Rabbi Kivali. Brings, yeah. Yeah. But we see from there that Tosfos is classifying the Nezikin by virtue of what you pay with. If the act of payment is a payment of Momin, that's one kind of Nezikin. What's it in if a shor kills a man? How much do you have to pay? Kofer. Also kofer. And if a man is killed at a bow, there's no kofer, is there? It is potter and ganser. Potter and ganser.
If the Torah makes the boar yours to be liable for damages, and you make such a boar that it kills someone, you think that they're real within the boar. They're not even killing because you kill an animal, you kill a human being.
Yeah, but still, wasn't you, the action wasn't from you so much. Boar altogether is a chidush. You can't start with kavach chomer with boar. Such a chidush that you can only learn what the Torah was mechayev. The question is, why is the Torah patur and odd? That we don't know.
Because whatever if a shore falls into a bore of asara and it doesn't down, it just gets damaged.
Then you have to pay. Then you have to pay.
Maybe
it's connected. That's how the Netziv wants to answer this particular kasha. Akein nire lefaresh, the stam boir omuk harbe. So Tosfos, I hold that the stam boir is very deep. Now the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, which they bring at the bottom of the page, brings rias for that from the boiris in the Torah. Whenever we find boir in the Torah, we find that it's very deep. For example, the boir in which Yosef was thrown. They had to raise him out of it. They had to pull him out of it. That means he couldn't climb out of it. It must have been a lot more than Yud Tvachim. And there's a boir in Yeshayahu where that was filled with bodies. It couldn't have been Yud Tvachim. So whenever boir is referred to in the Torah, it's a real deep boir. Tosfos and Sanhedrin brings a raya from that, and the Rashbo here brings a raya from that. That stam boir is omuk harbe. So now when it says, ki yiftach ishboir, ki yichre ishboir, ki yichre ishboir, what does that mean? What kind of boir is it talking about? The pashtus, I would say a very deep boir. Utsrichi boir vahames yeloi. So why do I need vahames yeloi? If it's such a deep boir, what do I need it for? It's right. Just Tosfos. Di ilik ziv boir. If boir wasn't written only, it was vahames yeloi. So what would it say? Ki yichre ish v'nofal shama shor. If a man digs in Rishus HaRabim and an ox falls there, then he'll be chayev. Then hava amina kol de katil. Then I would think anything which happens to kill a person, v'afilu ein b'kedei lahamis, even if it's not something which would normally cause misa. So if a man is digging a small little trench of one tefach in the road, and the donkey comes or an ox comes and falls there and dies, I would have said you chayev. The ix comes bor to teach you that the bor has to have sufficient to cause misa. Must be a bor. The ix if bor av amina dafke bor v'lo siach umar. And if it was bor was only written, then I would have thought it's going to be a deep bor like Yosef's bor and like Yeshaya's bor. It's going to be a deep bor. Comes, and I would have said the gzeras hakosuvu. So gzeras hakosuvu that only something which is really a bor comes v'ames yeloi to teach me now anything which is capable of causing miso, even if it's only ten tfochim, and it's not really a bor, that's also okay. V'lachi itzrich tarvayu, that's why you need both. V'lachi porich, and this is how you would then learn the Gemara. Loi tes ksiv v'lo yud ksiv behedye. Tes and Yud are not written clearly in the Torah. There's an implication of Yud. We can work that out from Amesi Eloi, from Bor, but there's nothing Behedye. And if you'll say that even though it's not Behedye, but we can learn it out, then Umasik Sovsev Zeav Namisav Zeav Lenezikin. Perush. Kivan de Bor Yud Luxiv Behedye Elamavki Misvora, Miva Amesi Eloi, de Bainin Kedel Amis, Vikim Durabon and Dine Bor Yud. If you're going to say Enachinami, Yud's not written, but Vamesi Yeloi implies that anything capable of causing Misa is Yuchayev for, and the Rabbonin say that means Yud, then implied in that is that less than Yud is capable of causing the Zikin. So what would it be? So why would you be Chayev? Ask what? If you say Vamesi Yeloi teaches you that when it says Venof Hashem Ashur, that means even test Yud Fochim, good. So it doesn't have to be a big bor. Yud Fochim you're also chayav for. But why are we going to be chayav for test? So he says, because the Rabban said test can cause nezek. No, so what? So ask what will you be chayav? Say ask tzad ashove. Ask the ne'at tzad. It's mama incho. Shmirosan olecho. Darku lahazik. Why not? How do we know that it's Mamoincho? Maybe the Torah only said about a bird that it's yours. Oh, so we've got to say like this. If it weren't for Vamesi Yeloi, then I could say that the Gzeres HaKosuv, where the Torah made the bird as if it is mine, I could say that that is talking only about a bird. But less than a bird, not. But since we say even Yud is included in that, that means even things which are not Boris are considered mine. The only thing is, as for mitzvah, it's got to be Yud Tvochim. So if it's three Tvochim, it's still considered mine. There's nothing that tells me that the Torah only made a boir of Yud Tvochim mine. The Torah made, I can either say that the Torah made a boir mine. That's the Gzeras HaKosuv. Boir, nothing else. So Tosfos, I would have learned that the Gzeras HaKosuv comes via Meshi Yelit to tell me, no, it doesn't have to be a boir. Even a little hole is considered mine. The only thing is, it must have the krach to be memis. And if it's only got the krach to be mazik, then what? Then I've got to be chayav. Once it's mine, I've got to be chayav from the zik. Then it's maybe right Tosus learns that way. Let's go further. Umikomakum leime ma'atin and odom in ezikim. Why? Dikro de venofa shoma shur loy airi ela bevor yud. So when it says venofa shoma shur, that's talking about a bevor yud. So where from does it say that you chayef for this? Hard, isn't it? That means venofa shoma shur, that's talking about a bevor yud. So who says for a bevor test you chayef? Who says it's mamoincha? How did we learn Tosfos holds the reason for the chiyuv is mamon, didn't we? Rashbo and Rashi, we wanted to say, said the reason for the chiyuv is shmira. But according to Tosfos, we want to say the reason is it's your moment. So is a bori your moment? Yes, the Torah made it my moment. Good, but the Torah says about a bori you the Torah is talking about. So we're left with a bit of a kasha on that. How does Tosfos know that a bird test is chayev? So we'll have to make, well, how about Rashi's first diuk? The Nofal Shama, the Nofal Shoeba Vod Tishos is Rashi Umeis Potter Bala Bava. Im who's a chayev? Vavu, the Amidiuk in the Kronafke, Midichti, Vames Yelo, the Mashma. Bur Asoro, the Bar Miktilu, Chayev, Bemisas Hashoe. That's how we'll have to learn it. What does the Torah say? That if the bur is 10 tfochim, then you have to pay if the shor dies. And if the bur is not 10 tfochim, then you don't have to pay if the shor dies. But if the shor is damaged, you do have to pay. That's how we learn it. For Nofal Shama Shor, that's talking taka about the chiyuv for misa. But we're medayek from that, that there remains a chiyuv for the zikin as well if it's less than yud. Rashi's, we have to learn Rashi's first way. Now there's no problem, why? We're not learning even off Hashem Ashur is talking about the Zikin.
How does
first Rashi written on? Odom in the Zikin, decrawed of an off Hashem Ashur lo ayri lo bevor yud. He's not going like Rashi's second, like the Lishna Achrina. So the off Hashem Ashur means it's talking about a bevor yud. The off Hashem Ashur and dies, you chayev to pay.
We just want to say now that the way we have to learn this is to understand how that's going to chayev and test. That it's not that limited to a bar of yud. Yud is simply an indication of that to be the level.
No, we're saying the Torah is talking about a bar of yud. We are medayek from the Torah that if it's not yud, you chayev only for nezikin.
How can that
Rashi shows you. Midichti v'ameis yeloi demashma boir asoro debar miktilu chayv v'mises ha-shoir v'botsa me'ochi b'mise loi chayv v'benezikim is chayv. You can only be memayit from the din that you have to pay if an ox dies in a boir of yud. From that din you can learn that if it's not yud, then you have to pay. You don't have to pay if he dies. But if he's huzak, you do have to pay. That's Rashi's first lotion. That's no kasha then on Odom. V'nof Hashem Ashur means that Odom is potter from. I see what you were saying. Odom is potter from the Abur Asoro. So the miut goes of an alfa shama shir chamur avali odom. If an odom falls and dies, you're not chayv. But if an odom falls and is huzaki yoch, you're chayv. You'll be medayik exactly the same way. If he falls in a bur yud and he dies, you're not chayv. But if he's huzak, you're chayv.
And
that's his mafurish
you're
chayv. Yeah, because you're reducing it when you say what is all the Torah tells you is ox in 10 tfochim and dies chayev. What does that imply? So the two diyukim from here, the one is an ox in 9 tfochim and doesn't die, yeah, you're not chayev for the misa, you're chayev for it. Another diyuk: an ox in Yud Tfochim you chayev for if he dies. A man in Yud Tfochim if he dies, you're not chayev for. But if he dies, but if he's damaged in less, or if he's damaged, full stop. If he dies, you're not chayev. If he's damaged, only to what is mafurish in that pasuk.
Although with the duke of show, we're not really limiting anything. We'd be saying it means two things.
We're encapsulating what's in the Torah itself. What's in the Torah is an ox dies in a bur of yud, you're chayev. Right? So everything outside of that is already different. So if an ox
dies in a boat of test, you're not chayev. That's all that we're saying. And a human being, like a human being, if a human being dies in yud, you're not chayev. But everything that's excluded by that, you'll be chayev for. Where, which part of Tosfos? Lichoira, you're right that Svora is different. Is different. The difficulty then is, it's all very well saying according to Svora that if it's test you should be chayv for nezikin. If we know that a boy of test is also considered yours, from what? What would the diuk be? No, but that's the whole thing. But once you know that, then. You don't need that. Once you've got the diuk, you don't need that. Then it's diuk. Then it's the same as Rashi. You're right that the pashtus aloshin of Tosfos is that the Gemara says a simple, that the Chazal says a simple thing. The reason that you're only chayev if it's 10 is because if it's not 10, it's not responsible for the death. But tes is responsible for the nezek, so there's no reason not to be chayev. Provided you know that Tess is still your boy. Now, where do you know that from?
You see from the men of Sakilo and Pasa that so long as you intentionally, your original intention is to be damaged, then you're fine.
It's yours. The death of your, it's your, even if you're mafkirit, even if you're mafkirit. There are two things then we're left with a little bit of difficulty with that we've got to look at it Sunday. The one is Rashi, how Rashi treats the difference between the Havamina and the Maskona. The second thing he has at the end of Tosfos, how Tosfos treats the Bor tests. Is it different to Rashi or is it the same as Rashi? And we also then have to learn the answers on Rashi, how we're going to learn Rashi in the face of Tosfos' kashas. For which I told you there's a Pnei Yeshua and there's a piece of Shita which I'll pass round so that you can prepare it already for Sunday. If you can help yourselves to a Pnei Yeshua, you'll find that it's easy to find. It's our Tosfos, the Pnei Yeshua and our Tosfos. And in the Shita Mekubetzes, it's this the paragraph which starts by Rav Rabbeinu Yeshaya Kosov. Those are the two. So you'll see how a Rishon answers it and how an Achron answers it. And then in Yirtzeh Hashem we'll carry on with the Gemara Rashi Tosfos for the next year.